The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show, the cyber version. We're glad that you could tune in, and we've got more than a few topics to discuss today. As usual, on our Cyber Sunday shows, we have our expert, Mr. A.I. Nguyen, involved. Mr. Nguyen, are you there?
I wouldn't call expert. Very dangerous to say expert.
But you've done it.
We kind of try to, inform people, better inform them what's going on with the world, you know.
Well, as the Farmers Insurance commercial says, you know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two, correct?
Yeah.
So compared to me, you're an expert anyway, and probably most of our listeners as well.
Well, I'll tell you, this week there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. You know, usually we talk about AI and cybersecurity, right? And this podcast is no difference. But last week, I tell you, a lot of stuff is going on, and I've seen the level of hacking is all across.
It's crazy, Wynn. It's absolutely crazy.
Technologies and businesses. It's incredible.
It's more than Ooh. An industry.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
God.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. So, and when you look just at each of our personal situations, I bet I've gotten 3 texts in the last 2 days from Chinese origin. Or a LINE message. LINE is like WhatsApp. It's the app we use over here more than WhatsApp. Similar.
Well, I tell you,
it's crazy. It's just crazy.
It's AI. It's a double-edged sword. So it's helping you, but it also helped the bad guy as well. But this week, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. It kind of shocked me a little bit how people today, their mindset. So, let me know when we can start kicked in. You know, we have several topics, you know, from AI to cybersecurity and to technologies.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I would say let's go ahead and get started. Just before we do get started, I want to remind people that, you know, this is, for the most part, it's not a DIY set of topics that we'll discuss. We can't stop you. You're an adult, but just, you know, this is our admonition. Get someone that knows what they're doing to undertake whatever you think you heard on this show. And if you do want assistance, Mr. A.I. Nguyen can more likely accommodate you. It just depends on the circumstances. So anyway, and if you need to reach when send a text, and you'll hear this on a commercial throughout the show, to 713-782-1900, and just indicate it's for Mr. A.I. Nguyen, and I'll get that on to him. But anyway, Nguyen, the mic's yours.
Yeah, so let's start in the first topic. So last week, the FBI arrested their own people. Well, not their own people, but a person who worked for Defense Intelligence Agency, IT specialist. And
great.
And check this out. Okay, now this is the public knowledge, okay? I mean, public. He worked, his division, we're talking about the Espinosa case, and it blew me away that how, you know, this person can do a thing like this. He worked for Intelligent Agency IT Specialist, and his title is Insider Threat Division. He's an expert on Insider Threat Division. Okay, he was arrested in May 2025, which is last week. Okay, alleged attempting to transmit classified information to what he believed is the representative of a foreign government. But in this case, we're lucky. This is our friendly government, foreign government. We don't know who it is. They did not say who it is. Okay, but the operation began after the FBI received a tip about his name is Lash, L-A-A-T-S-C-H, and the FBI received from our own ally, say, hey, you got a person in here that tried to sell us something, and we're not interested, but we'd be a good ally. We'll tell you what he did, okay? So that's when the investigation began. So anyway, he been transferred everything he does into this. He thought he dealing with the foreign agent, but turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. But the level of stupidity, you can tell this guy, 28 years old, so you would think that he would be trained, he would be intelligent enough. But they caught him everything, like the camera behind him. He would not think that they have a camera inside the room. You work with intelligent. Jeez. They see he write it down in handwriting. They see it, okay? And then they follow him. I mean, it takes, I don't know how long, but they found out that because he been writing down all this information and give it away to our foreign intelligence. But here's the thing that catch me. The reason he did all this, not because of financials. He did all this because he hated Trump.
Huh.
Okay? Now he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. This is treason. This is the highest crime you can get. 28 years old is over. Because he left. But that's not what I'm getting. I'm getting at this is the person that you train to be in the Defense Intelligence Agency. Okay.
Well, two things that I can think of right off the bat, you've already hit on one of them. Are we really going to miss him if he's that, let's just say, unintelligent, that he would actually think he could get away with it in the circumstances?
But we hire somebody like this. Describe. You know, the 28 years yeah. old today is like 17-year-old 30 years ago. They're not the same.
Well, the second issue for me is that he had access at yep. a level. I mean, can't we do a better job of screening people?
I mean, that's the thing. You don't know. You had to stay up at night to know the night is long. You had to work with people to know. You cannot predict because this is unpredictable. This is the challenge. Okay, now trust me. When you apply for high intelligent job like this, they do a background check on you. They even do psychology check
right.
on you.
They do a lot.
They do a lot, right? I'm talking about psychology. I took one of those tests, and I am the extrovert. Okay, and I
really?
they have profile on me on that.
Now now I'm beginning to understand how this guy got hired.
I'm telling you,
if they pegged you as an extrovert, geez, that's crazy.
Yep. So anyway. So that's one case, right? So you thought it's over. Now to get it, check this out. They caught another guy, right? But this time it's different. He is a cybersecurity analyst, right? Maybe, I don't know in the detail that what kind of intelligent background he has, but they got him for child pornography. All right? So you
And
would,
this is a member of our intelligence community?
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's not very intelligent, is it? You
well, it's almost like they were hoping to get caught. I really wonder.
That's what I'm thinking,
were they
too.
Intelligence or counterintelligence, maybe?
So
maybe that's why we
You know what? Maybe they tried to be a sleeper. I don't know. But think
right.
about that. You work for the intelligent community. You would not think that they watch you, you know?
Yeah.
Everything
sure.
you do, they watch you, especially with today's technology, the AI stuff. They watch your social media, everything. But anyway, I don't know if they did it on purpose. Maybe our foreign country, maybe this one of the guys are a sleeper. I don't know. But that is just to give you a brief of last week, okay? And then here's another one. So that's the intelligent. That's okay. Then we have another one called now we're going to change topic a little bit. Now this turned to cyber attack. This is a different one. This is called browser in the middle attack. You ever heard that term?
Okay. Yeah.
Browser
I have, but
in the
I've
middle.
Lost track.
Well, just think of there's a man in similar to man in the middle attack, but imagine everything that you do on your browser, there was somebody sitting there and watch everything you do. And I'll give you one case.
I'll give you one case.
And all those like multi dual factor authentication, like it's useless. And I'll give you one example. And it hit the law firm. They attack the law firm now more frequently than before. So let's just say there's a case and between the attorney and their client, right? And then their other client, they try to transfer the money. So there was communication between the two. And you think you would talk to somebody, but there was the guy in the middle capture everything. And the moment you walk away and you think you got the right wire transfer information, they modify it. And then when you walk away, then they send it to somebody else. This guy, I'm about to send you the money. He got the account number. So you send the bad guy the money.
Oh, gee.
You see that? So yeah. You would think that, hey, no matter how, now the only thing it takes, if you got a phishing email, you click on something, everything happened behind the scene. You don't even know it. That's a scary.
That's crazy.
Yep. No, that's the man in the middle attack. That's one of them. Okay. And then when we're not done yet, then you have China hackers. You know, one of the endpoint security called SentinelOne is like a CrowdStrike.
Okay.
Like one of the top endpoint security, like McAfee's or Symantec. But this is one of the top one, among the top one, like CrowdStrike. Well, guess what? The Chinese they found out a hacker just targeted. They were sitting there for a while. They bypass everything. So all the things that you are trained that you would buy something is the best, and then you turn out to be it's not even the best get hacked. Right? Last week alone, I'll give you a brief what happened. You know, Microsoft authentication issue, then you have a ConnectWide breach and cyber attack linked to nation state hackers. When I say nation state hacker, I mean we're not talking about regular hacker, we're talking about foreign like Russia, Chinese, and Korean, right? And then you have the latest one is the Bank of America. You hear about that one?
Not sure. I've heard several banks lately. I don't recall BOA.
Well, this one is...
Wouldn't surprise me.
This one is a bad one. So it turned out that over 100 million customers got affected.
Jeez.
Okay, so the hacker be able to get, let's see here, 69 million U.S. consumer small business as of December 30, 2024. Now they begin to tell the people. They got your social security, that's number one. Okay, that's it right there by itself. Your address, your phone number, your date of birth. Those enough for them to do identity breach. I'm not talking about your bank account, but just alone, they get it from Bank of America.
Yeah.
So last week, you know, all of a sudden I get a lot of stuff going on with the bank. And not just that Chase Bank, oh my God, you talk about mortgage loan. You kind of think twice about everything that you do online now. And then JP Morgan, 450,000 customer, retirement plan got in Wells Fargo. They got all the information. That means they got your social security. Now, this is the biggest issue that I have. I mean, the biggest topic of last week of data breach. And then you have, and you also think that Apple, right? Apple is, I know you use Apple. A lot of people use Apple. And they think it's safe, right? But guess what? They are vulnerable to the browser in the middle attack that we just talked about. And just this week, last week alone, I see so many activity. New ransomware just came out. Affecting the bank and oh my God! I have never seen this level of attack before. And then they have the new Victoria's Secret takedown website. That's a new virus that just affecting them. There's so many cases like this last week alone. So it's called.
Well. It's not going to slack off. I mean, there's too much success, right?
It's getting worse. And, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's getting worse. So, so you know, just when I thought the ransomware, that we have something to fight against the ransomware, well, guess what? That's a new one just came out. like three or four just came out every week. But the more the level of sophistication is. Okay. How about this one? Okay. Now this is affecting the law firm, right? So this is how it works. This is called the 3 a.m. ransomware social engineering. So check this out. First, they send you an email, right? They send you a phishing email to gain access to your system, right? And let's just say we train our user not to click on the email. After they click on the email, the bad guy also call them using a secondary protocol, meaning use social engineering tactic, like call them at the same time, make them even more believable. So at first you think that you would click on the virus itself, but to make it more believable, you have somebody else call you and say, hey, that's not a virus, that's us. This is from IT department, we're trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
They spoofing the IT support call. At the same time, they send email bombing. They call email bombing. That means they're using engineering tactics to gain access. Make it more believable. And they're using an IT voice that you know this person. Is that scary or what?
Yeah, okay. No doubt.
So it throw away everything that I trained the employee awareness training. Everything we train the user, and now we have to, you know, how it just never stopped.
Well, it's getting all the while more clever in terms of, you know, used to we could easily tell when something was a fraud or a fake. Mm-hmm. Now it's harder and harder.
So you would think that we have an advice from the government, from the FBI warned, you know, this is what you do and you need to be careful on that. But guess what? The FBI themselves got hacked.
Yeah.
Somebody using their voice, somebody using a voice scam against the official. Did you hear about that one?
I did read about that.
So they're warning about the targeting U.S. official that utilizing AI-generated voice message that using our government official to hack against us. And it's so convincing. I've seen it. It's so convincing. It's scary. Now, this is the government official. So it's everything you hear, AI everywhere, but some good, and they also, I know, it's up to a point that I don't know. It's too much. So there we go with the first of last week activity.
Yeah. Well, heightened scrutiny. Excuse me, it's what has to happen, but it's from so many different directions now, it's becoming ever more a full-time job. Mm-hmm. For the user, not the support folks, for the users. It's crazy.
And then, here's another topic I want to talk about later after this, after the break, but there's another one that's affecting the youth thing, an organization like Ernest & Young and KPMG, you think that they go into the company, they audit all these people, and they know what to do, they have the expert consulting. But I'm about to tell you what happened to them, the new hacking that is so simple, and a lot of us ignore. I'm talking about company across the board, banking, government, a simple thing that they don't do. That is related to cloud security. We can talk about the next section on the podcast. But anyway, that is just a highlight of what we encountered last week I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll circle back here momentarily, and we'll get started with that conversation.
Grindstones and rhinestones have made up my life, but I shine like a Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. That's Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control.
Okay, welcome back to our second segment of the Be A Planner Show cyber version with Nathan Ross, CPA. And just before we took a break, we've been talking about what a incredibly busy week it was in the cyber breach world last week. And Mr. AI Wynn had mentioned the FBI story that was very prominent in the news last week, where they, I think they had like, what, 13 personnel win that were deemed to be involved, or it was a big number. I don't remember the details. I read it briefly.
Which one do you mean, anyway, the intelligence?
The FBI.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the impersonations?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's. I think there's a lot more than that. But
could be.
But the one we're talking about, the insider threat, is one guy, that 28 years old. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, thankfully he wasn't as smart as he should have been to be at that level.
Well, but he approached our ally instead of our enemies, but the conversation did not mention which ally, but I got a feeling either the Israeli or the French.
Could have been.
And what's going on with our administration today? Our allies say, you know what, this guy is small fish. And think about this. If it's not money and it's political motivation, the bad guys, unless a Russian, unless our enemy, then they will take him. When we talk about allies, no benefit. Why would we get somebody that betrayed their own country and work for us? Think about it for 1 second, right?
Well,
if it's not money motivated, if it's political motivated. But anyway, this guy doesn't think so. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. At least, this is treason. But anyway, the next topic I want to talk about is the DNS hacking. And for our user out there, I'm just going to qualify what the word DNS stand for. DNS is a internet word for domain name system. So basically, it's act like an internet phone book. So when you type in a website, bankofamerica.com, into your browser, the DNS translate that name set into a number called IP address. I know you already know this, Nathan, but this is for our general user.
Yeah.
So basically, which computer you find, that's how you find company, you find people on the internet based on the name mapped to the IP address. Otherwise, without the DNS, it's all IP number 10.93, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, what's so significant about this thing, so simple term, it's called Hazy Hawk DNS hijacking, right? So this group is Hazy Hawk. It's a group of online scammer. They find and take over part of the website called a subdomain that the big organization have forgotten all about it, especially those linked to the cloud service like Amazon and Microsoft. And let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Let's just say the domain is Microsoft.com, right? And then you have a subdomain. It's called worldsecuritysupport.microsoft.com or financial.microsoft.com. Financial is a subdomain. Okay? So what happened is a lot of company, you probably need to check your too, by the way. If you have a website and you get a bunch of subdomain that underneath that main domain that you have, and let's just say when you decommission those websites, it no longer use those subdomain, you're supposed to go in there and clean it up. But if you don't, what happened is the bad guy can use that against you, that send the spammer email, phishing email to your employees. And I'll give you one example. On a training and awareness, we train people, we train user, hey, if you see the website, look at the subdomain, look at the domain. It is from Microsoft.com, it's legit, right? And it also bypassed all the system that you put in place. So now
how do you tell if it's legit? Do you run a who is on it, or how
right,
can
right.
You...
Who is, for example, okay. And then it tell you the owner, GoDaddy. This is legit domain that people forgot to clean up the subdomain. And what happened, the bad guy used it. It's so simple. It used that and using for phishing email. So when you see this subdomain, you see those domain, you think it's legit because we train them to think it's legit because they see Microsoft.com, they say legit.
Right.
They tend to click on the link now. You see what I'm getting at? Because
yeah,
it came from legit. It came from Nathan.com. And they take that, they put over, and you know what? It go bypass. It would not go to the spam box because that Nathan.com is legit, right? So now when people see that, they click on it because they think, you know what? It's from Nathan. It's right here. We train to look at our domain when it says it's legit. But they don't look at Nathan.com. They look at cpa.accounting.nathan.com. So they think it's legit because they see Nathan.com. They click on it. So you would think, so basically that's how they trick the user to click into the name. It's called the term called abuse CNAME record. Your IT is supposed to go clean all those names. And there's people like they have AWS, like a bunch of domain over time. But here's what's scary. You know who the victims are? From Ernst & Young, KPMG, all the top accounting firm, and all the U.S. governments, and the business, everybody. It's something that this go back to configuration management. This go back to vulnerability, part of vulnerability management, configuration management. This had nothing to do with the vulnerability on the website or the coding. This is at the configuration level. This is at the human level. You need to take care of something like, think about this. It's just like, all this stuff here is so simple. And we are so worried about something that complicated, but we overlook something as simple. And that's what they look for. And today with AI, they can find it. So look, there are a lot of companies that fall for that. And I hope that they learned their lesson. But last week, remember I was telling you there's so many hacking? Guess where it came from. So they use a lot of phishing. They're using a lot of phishing email based on that. That's how they get to your website and trick people to click on it. Okay, so that's one thing. So how do we prevent it? How do we stop it?
What are your
suggestions? Your IT guy, go into your GoDaddy, look at your website, and look at all your DNS record. Now, for the our user out there, I don't expect them to do it, but everybody have their IT guy. If you don't, you call your ISP who manage your system. go in there and clean up your record, that thing that you don't need, okay? And put some encryptions in there, put like DNS encryptions, all kind of stuff. You need to do that. And here's the list of people. Honeywell, oh my God, that's another problem. Did this send any click on your head when I say Honeywell, Nathan?
Well,
you know what Honeywell do, right?
Well, they're into so many. I mean, heck, I've got Wi-Fi enabled thermostats in our corporate housing units that Honeywell made, and of course they're connecting all their hardware, right? That's the problem, probably.
Guess who their number one client? I'll give you an example: oil and gas industry. Oil and gas industry, right? So now I'm going to drill down what they supply. It's called operational technology. You know, all the plant, all the sensor, thing like that, all those technologies.
Sure.
They supply those, like Siemens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, they are one of the victim. The biggest one is a CDC.gov, disease control. Second one, Honeywell. Third one, the Berkeley Education California. And you have Ernst & Young, Pricewaterhouse, Deloitte, and TED.com. You know, that's the famous, podcasts, all those information, TED.com technology. Mm-hmm. Then you got the health government, you got. And what bothers me is that I don't see foreign government in here. I just see the U.S. Well, I see one UN Children Fund. That's about it. Then you see New York University, but mostly the U.S. Website, not a foreign country. So you see where I'm getting at? Then all this app, like malicious app, they're going to use a software to distribute scam. They host a fake app. Malicious ad. Think about it. You log into the website. I can copy your website, clone your website, and I can, using this link. And the people who look at it, they think it is yours. They're saying, hey, this legit came from Nathan.com. Why not? They will click on it. Bypass all the FMA, everything. Okay? Using tech support scam. That's how they do it. First, they steal the information like Bank of America. They get your social. They got your address, your information, your email. Now they have the website. Okay, so I pause for question.
Well, I'm curious: is where we're headed, where there will be a very frequent reconfirmation of information previously provided on each of our accounts? I mean, that sounds like a nightmare, but how do you make sure information hasn't changed?
Well, you know, I'm going to use a layman's term so people can understand. Once in a while, you go to do a health check on yourself, right? You're not sick, but you're going to do the health check on you anyway, every maybe quarterly. You want to see if you're healthy. You want to see if you have vitamin. You want to see if you have high blood pressure. Routine check. Okay, that's part of a vulnerability management. Big company need to do that. So you just do a regular checkup. If you're not sure, just go to GoDaddy and just hit option number 2, and there's an analyst come up there and say, what can I do for you? And it's free. They can tell you the problem. Then you say, you want somebody in a domain specialist. They get somebody on a domain specialist, and they run over all your account. They say, are you still using this? You need to disable this. They'll help you. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. It's something that's so simple, okay? And it can get you a lot of trouble. And I'm telling people this. It's just like driving, right? Put a seatbelt on. Like, look at the signal. Just look before you turn. Simple. But a lot of people don't do that. So that bring back to, you know, just be skeptical of everything you do. Question everything you do. A little skepticism can make the big difference. I'm telling you this. That's the number one thing that I train people. Yeah. I know it's tough, but think about it. The more you know, your chance of being the victim is less. Not 100%, but even 80% still better than zero. Okay? So sure. here's another one. Here's let's see, what's another last week? Golly. Oh.
Hey, let's take a break while mm-hmm. you're getting your yeah. thoughts there, Wynn. We're mm-hmm. right on top of the
okay.
the last break point. So we'll circle back here momentarily with the final segment of this week's Be a Planner show, the cyber version, with Nathan Ross and my guest, Mr. AI Wynn.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. That's Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me away, I want to be. Big dreams and big dreams. And there are many just like me. With big dreams. Big dream,
big dream,
big dreams and faded jeans. Oh, I'm just longing to be.
Okay. Welcome back with the final segment of this week's Be a Planner Cyber Version show. I'm joined again this week with Mr. AI Wynn, and we've been discussing the very concerning occurrence increased over even a week ago, seems like, the malicious goings-on online. And I'm kind of surprised, Wynn, I don't know if you're surprised that the FBI actually released this information. And again, and we're talking about the significant breach we had this past week. You probably saw the story the FBI put out. And I want to say, first of all, I don't necessarily believe that what they say happened. This could be a counterintelligence yeah. move where they're trying to make somebody on the other side mm-hmm. think that, oh, you know, that we've got these kind of people in our government, and to get someone to start, I'm going to use a word that might be misconstrued in this context, I'm going to say they're fishing for some other bad actors to step forward, right?
Right.
And sometimes this has the counter effect of what you might think. And I've learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've learned. I've had, in fact, I used to have a contractor that was former military intelligence, Air Force. And he said, you know, sometimes we never really knew who we were dealing with, because sometimes you're not told about what the ultimate, who the ultimate target is or who the informant is. And you know, it's difficult. And so basically they had their marching orders each time and they did what they were told to do, because even though it might have been part of a larger puzzle, it was above their pay grade to decide, you know, whether or not to change what they were setting out to do. But anyway, it's a fascinating topic, and it's incredible the slicksters, if you will,
like a spy movie,
that are involved. Yeah, that's right.
Impressive, that's exactly, and terrifying, right, at the same time. That's what I was,
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
So now, well, you know, now let's talk about all the good news before we talk about the bad news. Well, I say not bad news. Well, just careful. But now let's talk about the good news about last week, what I've learned. Have you seen Apple? I just got my new, not Apple, I'm sorry, Facebook glasses. And I tell you, they finally got it right this time.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to own this little pen, the AI pen I showed you, remember?
Except it's made by Facebook. That's the only problem.
Yeah, but but this time they're better, because the glasses are lighter and more intuitive and simple. They're not like a lot of buttons. Remember that the AI pen that I bought, remember that $700?
Uh-huh.
You didn't buy that one.
Right.
You canceled that one, right? Did you get
no,
it?
No. Wait a minute. Let me think.
The pen.
I think you're right. I did end up canceling it.
Good.
All I received,
good. They discontinue it. They discontinue it because it's too hard. It's so hard to use it, right?
Huh.
That you think about it. If you design something so hard for a general user to use it, forget the whole thing. It took me a while to get it. But it's great, though, because you see a projector pointed to your hand and you talk. So Facebook improved that. And let me tell you, it's pretty awesome. All your translation, you're talking and somebody speaks Spanish. They have on three languages, which is French, Spanish, English, and German. And somebody
so four
speak,
languages.
Yeah. So somebody speak like Spanish, and it translates everything for you on the fly. I mean, it's pretty awesome, pretty accurate. I test it. All right.
Huh.
And then on top of it, you don't have to push any button. You just talk. You say, "Hey, Meta, just ask them, what am I looking at?" You wear the glasses. You say, "What are you looking at?" They look at and they tell you what they look at. Is that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the garage. I say, "Hey, remember where I park?" It remember where I park. And next time when I park, I say, "This is where you park." And all you have to do is tell them, say it. You don't have to push any button. That's the big improvement over that pen that I bought.
Huh.
Okay. And you just talk like an AI. You, instead of typing, you just talk.
Yeah. How much are those selling for, Wim?
So this, the one I bought, is only, it's not, you could put prescription in there, but it's just like, look at regular eyeglass. It's very light, $300 minimum. And then you get the one with the sunglass, the transitional, like $400. But for $300, it linked to your phone, and you don't have to push any button, just talk. You say, "Hey, you know what, take a photo.
Yeah.
And take a video. So in case you say there's some privacy, no worry, because when you take a video or you take a photo, you will see the light. So let the user know that you're taking a photo, okay?
Huh.
But the good thing is when you're driving, you see something, you say, "Take a photo, take a video," all right?
So and this would work well for a YouTuber.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
The city.
I was very impressed with that. Usually I don't, you know, their first glasses was a disaster, but I guess the early version, too heavy, and can't see anything. You just on video and take photo, but this one, it's looking at it, understand what it's looking at. You see what I'm getting
at? What's the video resolution?
Oh, it's very clear, extremely clear.
I mean, is it 1080?
Yeah, it's 1080.
Yeah, wow.
Maybe 4K. I need to check.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is
but
crazy.
The thing is, you're asking, and it just like you're asking Alexa. It's just similar like that, but it's more intuitive because that's AI, right? So that's one good product. Here's another one. I hope we have enough time. How much time do we have? So
we've got about 8 minutes.
8 minutes? Okay.
We have
two products I want to talk about. The last one, I'm going to say the last one, for the good one for last. Google just sent out, have a new product called Video VEO3, okay?
Huh.
And it's so realistic. So it's an AI video, text to video. it create text, you tell it to do something, you tell it to create a video, it will create a video for you. Realistic video with voice and everything. But one catch, I think there's going to be a lawsuit. That what they do is very misleading. And it costs $250, by the way, to subscribe, remember?
This is...
Gemini.
Right, so this is going to use your phone's camera?
No. It's just like OpenAI, just like AI, like just like the $200 that I subscribed. Remember that one?
Right.
But it's a platform.
You give it a topic or a name, and then it goes and pulls all the info that it has access to.
Just like OpenAI. Okay. But people like content delivery, content creator. Like myself.
Yeah, but some of that content's got to be copyrighted, no?
Well, that's the thing. So they have it with Facebook, and there was a challenge in court. But this is from Google. Since they own some of this stuff, they're the one who can. But this is, it create video, AI video, not real person.
I see. So they're saying, hey, this is fake. So
this is fake.
No,
yeah.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing.
The real version may have been copyrighted, but not this one.
Well, right. So... they claim other people using the video from other people, copyright, but they say they created this person AI, like human, but it's created from AI. It's not real human. You know what I'm talking about? It's not a person.
Yeah.
It looked like a real person. I'm telling you, it looked real, but it's not a real person. They created it. It's called VEO3, okay? By Gemini EO3. But here's the problem. It costs $200 to $250 subscription, just like OpenAI. Remember the pro
per month?
Per month,
per
right?
Year?
Right.
Wow.
So when people like me see something like this, you know what? I want to create a content like this in seconds, right? I'll register. Yeah. Their video, their advertisement, it looked like a maybe 5-minute video. So you jump up and down and say, this is incredible. I can do this, right? Then you subscribe it. A lot of people subscribe it. Well, guess what? It turned out it only do 8-second video.
So it's like Vine, basically.
See,
right?
Basically, I can do...
Is Vine still around?
Yeah. So basically, what's the difference? So you had to put them together, but that's not what they advertise. It's very gimmick because make you think it could have 5 minutes, right? It's not true.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at? This is deceptive.
By the way, Wynn, FYI, incognito doesn't exist with with Google. You know, the Europeans caught them on that one. So
But it's a gimmick. A lot of people subscribe, right?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised nobody's suing them yet. I think there will be. All right?
I don't doubt it. I bet you're right.
Man, a lot of... Okay, you know how hype I am because I'm the one who registered it. It cost me. I canceled right away after I found out it was only 8-second video. What's the point?
Yeah.
OpenAI can do the same thing.
Did it tell you, or did you just go on and on for 30 minutes?
It didn't realize until I put in the script, and it's only generate 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay? But that's not what the video you advertise showed, 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You see what I mean? I bought it. If you're a content creator, you do it for your advertisement, you want something more than 8 seconds. Oh, on top of that, you can only do 40 seconds a day. 40 seconds a day. Eight times five is 40 seconds video.
How in the world can they justify that pricing?
There's got to
be something else.
Well, it had other feature. It had other feature within Google too, just like OpenAI, just like a bunch of features you have search and also programming, you know, all kind of stuff in there. But that's not why people bought it. I bought it because I had to believe that I can do 5-minute video, right?
Right.
Not 40-second video, right? That's a gimmick. So I cancel it. Anyway, that's enough with Google. Here, I want to talk about, I wouldn't call it the elephant in the room, but I want to talk. Did you hear about Sam and Johnny? Sam Altman is OpenAI, and Johnny is the guy that developed Apple iPhone for Apple.
Oh, Johnny Ive.
Yeah, Johnny
Ive. Yeah.
That's right.
I did see a story. Now, I should have paid more attention. It's, I think it's Tony, isn't it? Isn't it
yes.
Tony Ive?
Yeah.
Or is it Johnny? Tony Ive. Okay.
Yeah. They call it, yeah. Is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Since you read it, well, I don't know. I may be looking at it wrong, but I know he's the one that developed. Yeah. He was the cool kid at Apple, and
yeah.
he developed the look and feel of the iPhone, and I don't know
the
what
UX,
else.
They call,
probably
it's called customer
others.
Experience. So,
yeah.
so he created yeah. that the iPhone, iPad. That's what made Apple successful. Now,
yeah. So tell me what he's doing now. I should have read that article.
So OpenAI bought his company out. Okay, and on May 21st, 2025, they just introduced. Well, they have not said exactly yet, but what he just give you a hint. The next products, okay, this is what from OpenAI. They didn't tell you exactly what it is, but they say the next product that they come out doesn't even have a screen. So that tells me something huh. similar to like
so it
like a
flashes
glasses.
It in the air probably, right?
That's right.
Puts it in
so
the air.
What exactly huh. talking about? We're talking about it's just conversation. We're talking about a device that you huh. just talk to it. That's number one.
Yeah.
No screen. I'm wondering what that is. You know, like Apple has the Apple Vision. I still think it's the best there is because of the
yeah.
colors, right? But still, yeah. you put that thing on your face, it's kind of heavy. That's the only drawback. But what yeah. they're talking about may be similar to Facebook, okay? Facebook with those glasses, mm-hmm. right? But imagine yeah. a computer without using a computer, maybe just eyeglasses.
We're going to have to get a neural chip of some sort put
so
in our
what
head.
Exactly are they talking about they yeah. can't they don't give us a lot of information but it said
well they're teasing
uh-huh
you know,
so I want to see what's going on right
yeah
but I don't know so far Sam kind of disappoint me some of the stuff that came out they left the Chinese DeepSeek kind of beat them
huh.
okay so I don't know what they're talking about but we'll see what happened because I was very disappointed with the pin the AI pin that I have remember that one
uh-huh right yeah
it's so difficult to use, but it's good because I just talked to you. I say, hey, what do you look at it? Can you help me? It worked very
it's
well.
It's tough being on the bleeding edge, Wynn. It's just hard.
Yeah.
You know?
But what are they talking about? I think the next future, they say it's going to be overwhelming. That's why he bought out this company with Johnny in there. So they both talk about it. And they say, you know what? Anyway, I think that's it for the segment for this week today. But I just thought yeah. I mentioned those technology.
Well, we are at the end of the show, so good timing, Wynn.
Wow.
We thank you for listening in today, and we will be back on Friday at 11 a.m. right here on 700 a.m. or AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Ooh.